This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. What's the opposite of confetti falling? Confetti falling upward? I don't know. The numbers are in. And voter turnout in Washington State this last election was at a record low, 37%. What's going on? We went to a vote-by-mail system to increase turnout. Here with some insight into voter psychology and hopefully some suggestions is Christopher Mann, Associate Political Science Professor at Skidmore University in New York. Welcome, Christopher.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. When our state went to vote by mail in 2012, the first election turnout was 62%. Now we're down more than 20 percentage points. Does that mean vote by mail is failing us?
I think the at least part of the story is that voter turnout has been declining everywhere. And by everywhere, I mean all across the United States, but also across other democracies around the world. So one of the tough questions to answer here is vote by mail certainly isn't making you immune to that trend. Whether the effects of vote by mail keeping people participating and raising turnout rates, it's hard to say whether it's these particular elections that we've had. Was there something special about that 2012 election? It was a presidential year, so it's going to be higher turnout than the 2017 election.
Yes.
But there certainly seems to be something going on here.
Well, let's start with people. You said people are voting less in general across democracies. Why is that?
There are lots of reasons that we see. Decline of the kind of civic organizations that historically have helped increase turnout by informing people about politics and reminding them to vote. Parties are weaker. Civic organizations are weaker. Sociologist Bob Putnam referred to this as social capital, and we just have less of it. His book was famously called Bowling Alone. We don't mm-hmm. have bowling leagues, but we also don't have political parties and the kind of civic organizations that used to do voter mobilization, both formally and informally. And so we've lost that. We have less trust in government in general, and less satisfaction with our government, and so people aren't participating. And one of the big things for the 2017 election, which was mostly a local election in Washington, is good folks like you in the local media. The local media has shrunk. Newsrooms have shrunk. There's less coverage. People know less about what's going on in general in politics, but in particular about our local politics. And when they don't know what's going on, they don't know what's at stake. They don't know who the players are. They don't know who the candidates are on the ballot. They don't know what measures are.
Oh, well, thank you for the pledge drive message. let's take your example, though, of bowling alone, because in a way, voting by mail is a kind of bowling alone. I remember when I used to go to the polls, and I don't do that anymore. I fill out my ballot maybe with my wife or maybe just by myself. So I ask again, is vote by mail, what does it do to voter turnout in your opinion?
I'm going to give you a little broader base than my opinion.
Okay, yes, your expertise.
Which is, political scientists in general have found that it has modest effects, very small, but probably positive effects on turnout. And one of the reasons is exactly what you talk about, that we've lost that social component of going to the polls and seeing our neighbors. And that probably undercuts things. But on the positive side, it's a lot easier. You don't have to go between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. We have an election here today in my area of New York. And you have to, trek on over to the gym at the school, and if you don't do it in that time period, you're out of luck. And so there's a lot of inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
That trade-off, the convenience factor, the fact that it's an open book test, people can look up information anywhere they want, as opposed to you're out of luck if you're in the polling booth and you don't know who the candidates are. It's on balance a little bit positive, but it's not hugely positive. And it's probably not positive enough to kind of counterbalance the overall trend we're seeing among voters in the United States and elsewhere, other democracies, just becoming less interested in participating in elections.
I also find that when that ballot and voting guide are sitting on my desk, this pile of work that I should spend a lot of time on and do really thoroughly, it's easy not to get around to that, whereas voting in person was something I just got off my butt and did, for better or for worse.
Right. And one of the things we've seen with voting by mail is early on in Washington, as different counties, shifted to the system and then eventually statewide, ballots came in early in the first years of it, and now the return of the ballots is shifting closer and closer to that, that final moment on election day. So it does seem like people are procrastinating, they're waiting, they're not really doing it early in the way that they were. And so maybe that's part of it. People, you know, more people are seeing election day go by before they bother to return that ballot. And maybe we're just seeing, you know, that's that may be part of the decline, is people just aren't getting around to it in the way they didn't get around to going to vote in person.
We're talking with Skidmore University Associate Political Science Professor Christopher Mann about Washington State's recent record low voter turnout statewide and some other issues around democracy and voting as well. Professor, can I toss a listener question at you?
Absolutely.
Emmett tweets to us. We're on Twitter at KUOW, and Emmett wants to know, a Stanford researcher found that television's adoption had a negative influence on turnout in local elections. Is that true?
I'm not sure exactly what the study is. We do know that as television has shifted folks' news consumption more towards the national news, and we've seen that not just with sort of the advent of television many years ago and the advent of cable news, you know, in the 80s, but as we've seen more and more local TV coverage become provided by the national network, so there's less local coverage. We know that as that local coverage declines, participation in local elections declines, for sure.
By the way, are we assuming that the higher voter turnout is the better? Because some people think, if you don't know and you don't care, please stay home.
This is something that lots of people argue about. You know, do we want to only have informed voters? You know, I think most Americans, polls say most Americans think that voting is a right of citizenship, and we are a democracy, which means rule by the people. Demos in democracy means people in Greek. And we want to have broad participation so that people think of the government as legitimate. They have a sort of sense of ownership and buy-in in the process. Even if their candidate doesn't win, their voice was heard in the process. So generally, we think, my opinion at least, I should say, I'm not speaking for my discipline, but I think it's a good thing to have broad-based participation.
What about the newcomer effect? Because I believe I saw that Washington State has the fifth highest in-migration, the fifth highest growth of newcomers coming in, and I wonder what that does to turnout.
Well, particularly in the 2017 election, which you were pointing to, political science research would suggest that there are some problems or challenges there. People who are new to a community, they don't have the kind of ties to what's going on. They don't have the knowledge about the local issues and the local politics. Here, local could mean city or it could mean state, but they just don't have those ties, especially if they're, you know, coming from far away. And so they're less likely to vote in local elections because they don't know what's at stake and they don't know who they want to vote for. So it probably does help explain some of the decline. And my guess from what I know about Washington is a lot of those young folks are moving in. You are not Arizona or Florida or a place where most of your in-migration is retirees.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the long-standing patterns in voting is that younger people vote less than older people. So to the degree that young people are arriving and they're kind of shifting that average age lower in your electorate, we would expect turnout to go down there as well. So that's probably part of your story, both of those things, the age shift and the newcomer effect, just being new to the community, regardless of age, are both probably helping drive down your turnout.
Why is there that voter turnout by age? Because I could picture a retiree having lots of time to vote, but I could picture an impassioned millennial enthusiast as well. Why do young people so consistently vote less?
Some of it is related to the first thing we just talked about. That is, they tend to stick around in places less long, so they have fewer ties to what's going on. And that can be their information. It can also be as simple as, do they know where the polling place is?
Mm-hmm.
Young people, as you know, had the comparison about the available time, although with mail ballots, that's less of an issue. But it's still time to complete the ballot and so forth. There's also just kind of a sense of stakeholding in the community that comes with time, that you've been there and you have a sense of an interest in the long term. anybody who's a parent can tell you, you know, as soon as you have kids, you start worrying about things you never thought about before, like the schools and public safety and are the parks good and those kinds of things. And the number of things you have a stake in as you get older, become a homeowner, children, stake in a career and business and those kinds of things, people get more invested in the community and therefore feel more impassioned to have a say.
Okay, let's get to solutions, Professor. If, assuming we want to shore up that demos in democracy, we want to improve voter turnout, what could we do?
You know, so there's some simple things. My own research looks at ways that either election officials or civic organizations can do simple communication with voters just to remind them about Election Day, remind them, in the case of mail ballots in particular, about just how easy it is, simple as 1, 2, 3, but also reminding them, sign your ballot so that it's not invalid, you know, so it's not returned but not counted, making sure they know when the ballot has to be mailed or dropped off so that it counts. There's probably nothing more frustrating to election officials than getting a whole bunch of ballots in that they can't count because they're too late. But just from some subtle nudges and reminders to make that happen, whether it's coming from election officials or civic or political groups, do make a difference. And we think they build up over time. That is, if you remind people to vote in this election, you don't necessarily have to remind them the next one. Voting is a habit-forming kind of thing. People get used to it. They learn the process. But they also learn the rewards of being seen as a voter by their friends and neighbor, the proverbial I voted sticker. Why do people wear those? Because everybody thinks they're a good person for having done their part in our democracy.
What about a voting holiday? Vote on the weekend.
You know, there's some states that have done things like move their primaries to Saturday, and it hasn't seemed to help very much. You know, there's less conflict with work. If we made voting a holiday, we might be in a situation where more people would vote, but we might also be in a situation where people took it as a long weekend and they went off and did other things. You know, we just had Veterans Day, and how many people took that as a holiday to have some fun as opposed to honoring veterans? Unfortunately, most people didn't spend the day honoring veterans, which is the purpose of the holiday. If we had Election Day as a holiday, might increase turnout, but it's probably not a miracle solution.
We've been talking with Skidmore University Associate Political Science Professor Chris Mann about the psychology of why statistically you don't vote. Voter turnout in Washington State, anyway, this last election, a record low 37%. It's an off year. We'll see where it goes from here. Chris Mann, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And by the way, I once mailed in my ballot and got my ballot back in the mail with a little note from the state saying, you didn't sign your ballot. So I signed my ballot and turned it back in, and as far as I know, it counted. I appreciated that from Washington State. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. We'll be right back in just a moment.